Thank you. I know this narrative, this talk is about ambition, and there's some ambition in your talk, but it ended up mostly being about a different way of looking at the same events of my life. And I thought, as I was preparing it, but even though it slightly wrote the title before I started reading it, the story was worth sharing with me. In April 2022, I was in a counseling session. I'd been finding my work really difficult, and I had a lot of anxiety about my performance. I was working as a teacher at that point. And I was at my third session with a counselor, his little Sammy, and he asked me about what my experience being in school myself was like, especially of being in choirs at school, and I told him. And when I finished, his mouth was open, and he said, "You need to take absolute peace." So to back up a little bit, I grew up in London, and I went to a really prestigious school called the London Oratory. It was a Catholic state school. It wasn't a private school, but it was very well regarded. The school's music program was really good. The choir had recently sung on the soundtrack of The Lord of the Rings. And my parents were aware of this, I think, but they mostly sent me there because the school had a reputation for taking faith seriously while in academics. I joined in 2005, and I was heavily involved in music. I was really interested in music as a child, and it was so exciting to go to secondary school. My first morning of choir practice, instead of doing cauliflower fluffy, we were singing to this page of really difficult music by Bach. And I suddenly was really excited at how different secondary school was, primary school, all of the possibilities. But there were some other differences from primary school as well. The head of music, who was called Mr. Wood, ran our choir rehearsals. Sometimes he was really funny, but sometimes he was terrifying. And as I progressed through the school, I got more and more involved in music, and I joined the school's orchestras, I co-founded musical theatre, I eventually got into the best choir, which had sung on Lord of the Rings, and we sang every week at the Brompton Oratory, which is a big church next to the museums at South Kensington. And I became an accomplished musician through going there. But even then, thank you, sir, I could tell that there was something wrong with how the school was being run, and how this ward was teaching us, even though it had done a lot for me musically. So I came back and I started studying music at Cambridge, and I had a choral scholarship where I was one of the choirs. And I had to adjust to life there because I realized that when someone in the choir made a mistake, we were going to have the rehearsal stopped and be shouted at, but we just kind of kept going, fixed it in another way. And I thought, that's me. After university and a few years as a missionary, I thought I would start working in education. And I did teach Penguin in 2019, and in March of 2020, you already know I'm scared, was interviewing for my first teaching job. So I applied for two schools, a school called Twyford, which is in Acton, and also a school called All Saints, which is in Ladbroke Grove. And I got offers for both schools. I liked All Saints more, but Twyford looked better on paper, so I kind of reluctantly accepted that offer, and I turned down All Saints. One day later, I got a call from Twyford saying that they messed up the finances and they couldn't actually afford to employ me. But they talked to All Saints, and All Saints was still up for giving me a job. So I called All Saints, and I gratefully accepted that job. And then 2 weeks later, we were in lockdown, and no more interviews were happening. So it was very, very good the way that job came to be. Yeah. Things started pretty well at All Saints, though teaching was pretty difficult. And towards the end of my first year, the school asked me to run the kind of choir that I had been in at the origin. And the head teacher asked me, what would it take to run that choir? And I said, well, we need to rehearse every morning for an hour before school starts. And the children all need to have three singing lessons every week. And I thought he could say no to that, but he said yes. And I said, okay, do we start in September? He said, no, start right away. That was May of 2021. I was thinking that kind of choir, that kind of resources would be something I might get to do much later in my career, or that I might need to leave school and do a master's in conducting or something to get to run a choir like that. But it was just offered to me on plate. And starting at Pau was really exciting, but it also felt quite overwhelming. I was at the same time asked by the school to run a music technology course, which is something I had no training experience in. And because of COVID lockdowns, I also had a lot less teaching experience than most people who were a year into the job. So I found out, I got COVID and then long COVID right after all this happened, and I was out of work a lot. In September, 3 months later, I was still quite absent. I was finding it really difficult to come into work, waking up and feeling that I didn't have enough energy to go into work. And I started to realize that it wasn't dumb hope. It was anxiety about getting a job. When I was at work, I felt like I couldn't keep on top of every cake. I wasn't really doing anything well, and that I was letting students down. And then in January 2022, this all came to a head when I started looking for counseling. And I found a really good Christian counselor called Sammy, and he started meeting. I told him about my life so far, and one day he said, "I think you should write down everything that happened to you in your school choir, and we could talk about it next time that you're here." So I thought back to everything I could remember. And I'm going to cut this down a bit because we've got some children who are younger than toddlers. So I could tell you the full details, but there were things like teachers didn't have very good boundaries with us. They would say inappropriate things in front of us. They would sometimes be nice to you because suddenly would switch to shouting at you. A student once wrote a piece for the choir to sing, and in the rehearsal, the student asked the teacher if the choir could pronounce this Middle English text in a slightly different way. It's pretty reasonable request for the piece. And Mr. Orge tore up the piece in front of the student. He left in tears. The teachers had all his favorites and were mean to everybody else, not even pretending to be impartial, but just giving out solos and roles to the students they liked most. They made fun of us and our appearance, and even though we were singing Send the Jesus, the music inside was really amazing, the sacred side of things wasn't taken seriously at all. It was made fun of. There was no sense of we're doing something holy in the book. The school had a reputation at that time for being a really good school, and they either didn't know about what's happening in the music department, or they let it happen. So with Sammy's help, as we talked through what happened to me, I realized that I had internalized from this environment that I wasn't worthy of respect, wasn't attractive, wasn't valuable, except for my musical identity, which had to be as good as possible in order to win respect. But this actually happened. By the time I left the school, I was the best musician in the school. And I was treated better than other students. But a big motivation for that, I think, is trying to avoid the kind of thesis of now. And this left me 10 years later still believing some of those lies about myself. And I was in a job like teaching where the to-do list is kind of endless, and you always feel like you're not talking things. So I had unreasonable expectations about what I could achieve, therefore about my worth as a teacher, and therefore about my worth as a person. And what helped me? Well, I was also, because of some of the focus and attitude at the time about safeguarding well, I was aware that what was happening to me shouldn't have happened in this school ever, and that I had a duty to report it to the police. And I was helped to do that by this counselor. So I did go to the police, and I gave them a detailed report about what had happened. Also, because I was a Christian, I knew that what I learned about myself wasn't true, and that really God did love me, and I had value different from my sonship in him. And I was also experiencing love from my then fiancée, Sarah, who's now my wife, who showed me that I was worthy of love and respect. Sammy also taught me ways of just thinking about things, judging situations, projects, which I could use when I was feeling anxious. He asked me to imagine if I had reported this to the school. At the time, I didn't, because I was afraid I'd get in trouble or I'd be kicked out of choir or something. What would have happened? What kind of response would I have liked from the school if I had said it? And I didn't actually finish this exercise because I went kind of straight from there to realizing that I am now that person in the school I taught at. I was the person these youth could come to. I was in charge of the choir and the environment and their flourishing. And I had the power to actually make that a place you relate to grow. I was also at the time asking the Lord why he allowed all of this to happen to me. And I felt like he told me that in all that happened to me, I was with you. I protected you and I upheld you. my hand was on you so that you didn't fall. And you learned the glories of my house, which I interpreted to mean, I really learned about Jetunis and I learned how to do that. You saw great evil. So now minister my course, uphold the good, uproot the bad, tolerate no evil men, but be a father to the fathers. You are where I have counted you, so flourish, rule, protect, teach. I have restored you that we may do of this. What's changed since then? Well, I gradually got better at teaching, and I found peace about whatever job I actually happened to do. I learned how a day to see how good I was as well as where I could get better. And other than the odd nightmare, I don't think about my time in school as often as I used to. I've had really good opportunities to train and to mentor students, and I'm able to run rehearsals as I like. And I'm able to talk about the meaning of the using with singing, and our role as singers in leading worship at church services. It's our fifth anniversary as a choir coming up, and we're going to do a new concert at the Cadogan Hall at Handel's Messiah on Thursday the 11th of June. You should all come. We asked the students to come back and sing, any students who've been in the choir for any length of time, and we asked them what their favourite memories of the choir. And just as I was preparing this talk, my colleague sent me what they said. And here are some of the things they said. They said that being in the choir made them feel like they have worth as a person and helped them develop. It's impacted my life. It's helped me value my passion for music and it's helped me to make my best friends. It's made me more confident in trying new things. I've got friendships now that are going to last. Three people said that they were going to go into music. They have gone into music professionally because of being in the choir. Students also said, joining Skoda and singing and praising God through music has made me connect deeper and believe more in God. It has changed my faith in Jesus and has made me connect deeper. When I sing, I feel closer to God and it helps me connect with Him. There's a story in the Bible about a young man called Daniel, and his entire civilization is enslaved and brought to Babylon, where he is educated in the Babylonian education system along with his friends. And they're prepared really for kind of the executive trap civil service in the Babylonian government. And they take it as positions of. And their lessons aren't only about recurring into that. What they're being taught is also trying to erode their Jewish identity, sometimes just by providing them with delicious but non-kosher food, sometimes asking them to apostatize and aid death. And Daniel and his friends all faithful to God, and he rescued them in each instance. And when I read this book years later, and I thought about my time in school, that I could see God protecting me in the same situation, preparing me for what He had for me. It would have been really easy to lose my faith by being part of school. And all of my friends who joined the school, having grown up going to church, did lose it. But I think God protected me there. I also think that if I hadn't been in Antioch, I wouldn't be a Christian. We know as Christians that God works through our good in all things, even in our sufferings. But most of the time, we actually can't see why we suffer or what the purpose was. So I feel quite fortunate in this instance that I can see why God and that we go through all of this and how He used it to send me for what He wanted me to do. So it didn't end up being very much about ambition, except the ambition is too much and it's projectable. But I hope that's been helpful. And yeah, thanks.
No, that was great. Thank you very much, Stephen. I think it was about ambition. But it was an ambition that was tempered and directed by the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, it's of eternal and wonderful value. So, folks, if we could, and it is kind of self-selecting, get into some small groups. So if you can move your chairs and try and gather into four or five folks and try to find people who you don't know. So please do move your chairs and get into small groups. That'd be great. Maybe the folks at the back, just circle your chairs. Matthew?